Before I begin my speech, I totally concur with Brother Patrick Donahue, and if I don't hit him in Christ, I will hit him in Adam. But the one thing is, he is my friend, and if I should by any means offend you with any manner of speech, I will apologize. But I will not do that. One thing is, I appreciate you coming all the way out here. Now, in our situation, permit me to read. The Bible teaches, not Luther, not some Baptist down in Texas. The Bible teaches, I am a sola scriptura, scripture only, Calvinist. To go on to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 1 and 18. The Bible teaches that it is possible for a born-again Christian to sin so as to lose his salvation. We've heard that read, and by the Bible, I mean the 66 books, commonly known as the Holy Bible. Possible. Capable of happening, not contrary to fact, natural laws, experience. So who are the people promising eternal life? That's what I want you to get a hold of tonight. It's not by man's reasoning, it's by God saying so. And when Jesus Christ said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow my call. And he says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That was God in human flesh talking there. It's not contrary to fact. It's contrary to God to teach that there is no such security of the believer. Now, probable is another one, having more evidence than the contrary, but not the proof. Likely to be true, to happen, but leaving room for doubt. Did the Lord leave room for doubt? Did the Lord say that there was not a spiritual difference between the elect and the non-elect? Permit me just to turn in the Word of God here. Pat, I'm not used to, I use the Elijah PowerPoint system. But if you will turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, there are two types of people on this earth. And there are some that are spiritually discerned. There are some that know the Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within them. And I will just say this quickly. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. They are absent. And it says, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Turn with me, if you will, to John, the sixth chapter, and verse 45. Who teaches the children of God? Well, I will tell you that no less than God teaches the children of God. In John, the 6th chapter, verse 44, some people say, well, why don't you have these written out? Because I am a Bible preacher. It says in this fact, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and this is Isaiah the 54th chapter and verse 13, and Jeremiah 31 and 34, and Micah 4 and 2. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. And John 6 and 37 says, all that the Father giveth unto me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Romans, the 8th chapter. We will go there. Is God a liar? It is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Is he lying to us when he calls us his shepherd? Is he lying to us when he says, I keep my sheep? And regardless of all of the things that were brought up here, and that was great. I want to thank you for putting that all on there. But know this, that in any given situation, in a church, you know as well as I do that there are people that come in off the street, and there are people that have it in their mind, whether they were elected or not to. Practicing their free will, they will hate God if they want to. But the one thing is, we speak to two kinds of people here. And one thing that I will tell you is that the sheep of God, they do err. That word err means to roam. And we are in the business of bringing them back. Daniel 12 and 2 says that in the resurrection from the dead, that all the people that rise, they will shine as the stars. And I'm just paraphrasing this, but it says, and they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars. Are you going to shine as stars, folks? Now, I'm sorry that sometimes I'm not a professional debater, but the one thing is, I am a God-called preacher, and I love to see people come to the truth and come to the Savior. That's the one reason that I agreed to this debate. I'm here because the Lord Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And I am in the sheep finding business. So you will excuse me if I do get loud. I do apologize if that upsets you, but I wasn't taught to have a dinner tone voice. In the 8th chapter of Romans, and thank you for bearing with me, Pat. I appreciate that.
We love you, Carl. You doing?
Hey, I'll tell you what, it's good to be out of that hospital. And he that searcheth the hearts, listen to this, Romans 8, he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And these are all in the aorist. One thing about the aorist, it took place in the past, before my time, in Christ. And I know the arguments for in Christ before me and all that. That's fine. If we want to go there, I'll explain those. But the one thing is, in Christ before the world began, I am an old particular Baptist. And I will stand where my forefathers have stood. It says, he or whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. And look at this. 2B is not in the original. He predestinated us already conformed. Already conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And these all took place before time. And they are carried out because they're in the heirs in our time. Why? Christ made our plans to save a world. Yes, he did. He made his plans to save a world. Now, you've never heard a Calvinist say that, have you, Pat? He made his mind up to save a world of elect, a world of people. And it says here, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified, and we are as good as home in the mind of God. Now, in our old confession of faith, there will be people that roam. Will they be lost? And it says, brethren, and this is your James 5:19, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he that converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I've done that as a Baptist minister. I have turned some people around. I did go and tell them, Pat, that they were the children of God. Do they remember when they came to Christ and he saved their soul? And they will make their calling and election sure. But they've got to have the election and the calling first to make anything sure. I've heard the illustration. Well, listen, we're out here fishing. We've got a boat. Let's make sure that this is tied up, that it's steadfast and sure. But you've got to have the boat before you can tie it up. How do you have an election that you can't tie up? We do in the Lord. And it says here, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him all freely give us all things? All things. How? You come to him. You come to him. And it says here, this word planeo means to cause to stray. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth. If. And notice that that is in the subjunctive, and subjunctive is already contrary to fact. It is based at best on a possibility, but it's based on the person conditioning it. You say to your son, Bobby, if you'll eat all your carrots, your peas and carrots, I'll give you chocolate pie. But listen to this. That promise is based, listen, on the dad's truthfulness. It also depends on the affordedness of chocolate pie. And it also depends on the ability of the person to eat the vegetables. See what I mean? My salvation is not doubtful in the mind of God, because it is impossible for God to lie. And he promised it, and I have it. And when I have it, his word works in me. There is a spirit that works in me, and it beareth witness with my spirit that I am the Son of God. Why would you ever go home to a place where you never were? Where would you go to a home where you never had a relation? It says here, plano means the cause to go astray. And in the above, that word epistrepo, meaning transitively to the worship of the true God, to cause them to return. And I will remind you once again of Daniel 12:2. Ministers, if you are not converting people that are the sheep of God and calling them back into the service of the Lord, you are a dog that doesn't bark. It says here in Daniel 12, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. This word castaway that was brought up in 1 Corinthians 9 and 27, is it true? Every word that this man said was true in the Greek. Thank you for that. But it also means useless. John Mark was useless, and Paul sent him home. But he was regathered. You know why? Because Paul believed in converting the erring child of God. And when he was in prison in his last days, he said, you bring John Mark, for he's profitable to me in the ministry. Let me tell you something. As long as you claim to be a child of God, I will tell you this. It's time to come home. And all of these people, I agree with that. There are people in churches, Brother Donahue, when you quoted all of that about these people that fall away and stuff like that, we are not of them that fall away, is what Hebrews says. This word castaway, though, it means that I keep under my body. It talks about the body, not the soul. Not the soul being cast away. And it means to be in subjection, to bring it into subjection. This word here also means to disqualify and to become unworthy. Let me tell you about Paul. How did he beat his body? Some of these ministers, the one thing is, I have tried to take care of my body as the best way I can. I fought for life. Thank you for calling me. And the one thing is, in 1 Corinthians 4 and 11, even unto this present hour, listen to Paul, even at this present hour, we both hunger and thirst and are naked and are buffeted and in no certain dwelling place and labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world. It's a shame, but the ministry in America has been discredited by charlatans. The gospel ministry has been defamed. It says we are made as the filth of the world and as the offscouring of the things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. Now listen, were they the sons of Paul? We don't believe in the Catholic doctrine that the church has any children. You don't believe that either. The church doesn't make children of God. God makes children of God. And it says here, this word, crown of life. Oh, I believe in the crown of life. 1 Thessalonians 2:19. For what is our hope or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? 2 Timothy 4 and 8 says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto them also that love is appearing. Those that love his appearing will abstain from iniquity. It is built into them. When I preach on the second coming, I preach on a literal Lord coming back to earth and catching his people up. And it's time not to get caught. Not to get caught. And not to be in a catchable situation. For the children of God, he that hath this hope in himself will purify himself. 1 John 3 and 3. I don't worry about these people. Listen, I preach to people. You preach to people, Pat. The one thing is, we leave the increase to God. But here, Who's going to be right with God? He that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself. I will not stand. Oh, Ananias and Sapphira and all of those people, those degenerates, Janus and Jambres and all of them, they were not the children of God. It is not in my business to make children of God. The Holy Spirit does that. But it is not in my position to unborn the children of God.